Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beit with the words of Tnan. Our learning is once again sponsored. Leila Nishma Shulamis Basyakov Neshama should have an aliyah. So now the Gemara is asking another Kasha on Rabbah. The Gemara asks Tnan. We learn in the Mishnah is on Daftes, Hamevi get Mibedida Sayam, someone who brings a get from abroad, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, except for Bavel, Ve'in Yachal Lomar Befanen Echta Befanen Echtam. He's not able to say the declaration that he needs to say that it was written in my presence and it was signed in my presence. Im Yesha Lav Edim, so the halacha is, if there are witnesses who signed on this document, Yiskayim B'chosmav, then they can confirm the signatures, and that's going to be okay. So then this seems to be like Rava, that it's all about that you're not going to find witnesses to confirm the signature. But before that, we have a question on the Mishnah itself. What is the Mishnah talking about? That he's not able to make the declaration. Turning on the top of Hamad Aleph, Ilema Cheresh, you're going to tell me we're talking about somebody who is deaf, mute, Cheresh Baratui Gitahu? The Mishnah can't be talking about someone who physically can't speak, and therefore he's deaf, mute, he can't listen, he can't speak, and therefore he was the one bringing the get, because, and then, and that case would be that you can confirm those signatures, Vatznan, because he's not kosher at all to bring a get. Hakok Sher Levit has a get, Chutz Mecher Shevet Vakatan. The Mishnah tells us that a cheresh shota v'katan are not legally able to bring a get. So it can't be that the Mishnah is telling us you can be mekayim mechosmav. It wouldn't be kosher if you do that. So we're stuck over here. So it says the Gemara v'Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explained this Mishnah. Hacham ayaskinan. What are we dealing with in the Mishnah? We're talking about a case. Kigon shenasnu l'kishupikeach. You're right. The shliach, he gave her the get when he was able to speak, and then immediately after, like crazy case, lo speak lomar b'fanenechtam achnischarish. Right after that, something happened, and something hit him, and whatever it was, like a heart attack or brain aneurysm, and after that, he couldn't speak, and therefore, the shliach was qualified to give the get, but physically incapable of making the declaration. So now, the Gemara makes that was the answer of Rabbi Yosef gave to explain the Mishnah. So now we've explained the Mishnah. So the Gemara points out, though, again, l'Rava nicha, but according to Rava, it's understandable why this get should be kosher, even though we didn't make the declaration. Since the declaration is only creating a kiyum shtar, we can make up for the kiyum shtar by just confirming the signatures with someone else. Someone else is able to do it, or the witnesses themselves, whoever it might be, then you're good. However, l'Rava kasher, according to Rava, who said the whole idea is lishma, how do we know that this was done lishma? That was the whole point of the takana. So the Gemara answers, Hachameh Eskinan. So what are we dealing with over here? La'achar shalamdu. We're talking about a case that after the people knew the requirement of lishma, therefore, even a rabbi would agree that this Mishnah was written after that point, and making it out without a declaration would be kasher. So the Gemara says, if ihachi yachal nami. So then, if that's the case, so then, even if someone is able to make the declaration and does not do so, so that also should be kasher. That which you say, right? We no longer have the requirement of lishma. Maybe we no longer have the issue of people forgetting about lishma. Then you don't need this befanenechta to mention at all. As long as it's possible to do it, why do I need to even say it? So the Gemara answers, no, why do I need it? So the Rabbah would answer, because zero shamiyachzer davar lekukulo. That we're afraid that people are going to become unlearned at a certain point later on. And therefore, they basically left the original takana. The people will become ignorant of this halacha. And therefore, they continued requiring the shaliach to make sure that it was done lishma in an event that later on they'll know, oh, b'fanenechtav, and then you know it was done lishma. To which the Gemara says, yachi eino yachal nami. So a person who's unable to make the declaration, like the case of the Mishnah, should also be problematic, because maybe shema yachzer davar l'kulkulo, it's going to go back. Why is it kosher in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, because pikech v'nischarish milsad l'shchicha. That person who, he was totally fine, and he gives again, and all of a sudden, a second later, he becomes a deaf mute. What happened to him? That's crazy. That's like a once in a million. So we have the concept that something which is not common is therefore not subject to the gzera of Chazal. There is a potential nafkaminas to this point. That's a very, very interesting question. It comes up. It just, we had a few years ago. It might happen coming up next year. I remember exactly. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos. So when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the Tezvav, when Tezvav falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, right, we lay in a Nir Gimel. So what if there's a bar mitzvah boy whose bar mitzvah is only on Tezvav? So, okay, what could he do? He can't lean. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and others wanted to tie into the following, that what's the whole idea of Gzeira D'Rabba, that maybe a person is going to take the Megillah outside of Dalet Amos Pershus HaRabim. That's the Gzeira, that's why we don't take the Megillah on. It's the same reason we don't have the shofar, it's the same reason we don't have the lulav, and it's the same reason we don't have Megillah on Shabbos when it falls out on Shabbos. So, according to this, So Rabbi Tzvi Zmari wanted to taina that it's a milsa de lo shchicha. What are the chances? A bar mitzvah boy only on the year where Purim falls out on Shabbos, you'll have a bar mitzvah boy. So says Rabbi Tzvi Zmari, and Frank, go faster in Kiddush, that he should, in his house, he should lay the Megillah for himself. He should lay the Megillah in order to be yotze, because it's a milsa de lo shchicha, and I think even make the brachos according to this. Now this psak I don't think was accepted, but it is one of those fascinating things. I think Rishel Saranto may have said such a thing. But don't want to tell you that Baruch Hashem, there's so many people in Eretz Yisrael now that it's not even considered Lo Shchicha. There's enough people where every time that there'll be a Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, Yisraelim, they just published the numbers, almost close to 1 million people. Unbelievable. So I don't know if that includes all Yidden, but in my sense, it's unbelievable how much the growth rate of the Yidden are. That's okay, but let's talk about that. And anyway, so there's I think if you do the stats, and there's also more children than adults in Yerushalayim, which is, I think, of a population over like 100,000, might be the only city in the world like that, which is Baruch Hashem, another sign of the tremendous growth that we're having. Anyway, so... So then Rav Nemtzel points out that it's not even Lo Shchiach anymore, that every single time that you'll have a Shabbos, which is falling out, which is every few years, whatever many, five, six, I don't know how often, if you do the calendar, people know the calendar, will be able to tell you, everyone that it comes out, and then every 20 years, I mean, let's say it comes out, whatever, twice in 20 years, something like that, so then you will have a bar mitzvah boy. So since you'll definitely have a bar mitzvah boy based on the stats, that's not considered Lo Shchiach. Okay, that's all. We got a little bit sidetracked over here. Milz Lo Shchiach Lo Gozer Bona. That's the left over here. The Gemara says, but wait a second, Vaha Isha de Lo Shchiach, but a woman to bring her own get is not common. It's not. Isha So here the Mishnah is talking about, we're going to have this Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Mabez, is that a woman has the ability to be able to make her shaliach to bring her own get. What do you mean? That the husband's going to say that it's only going to be effective once she arrives to the Beis Din. We're going to talk about that when we get to that case. So the Mishnah tells us that she still has to declare that b'fanenechtav u'fanenechtam. And according to Rabbi Lechor, it means to make sure that it was done lishma. But the Gemara just said that this is something, when it's not common, you don't need to make this declaration. Her bringing her own get certainly is something which is not going to be a common case. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but we make this declaration in order not to make any chilukim. We want to have the same halacha by shlichus, that all the shlichim are going to be the same. This really should apply to the case of the cheresh. But though there's a fundamental difference that the Rishonim point, Rashi Tosfos really, that when it comes to a get that was done by the woman, that get, she still has the ability to say, b'fanenechtam, b'fanenechtam. One, it's not possible, and it's lo shchiach. Basically, that's what we're answering, that it's then there is no way to do it, then we'll say it's okay. Which really is difficult in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is shalot techlot b'shlichos, so that's a big problem. The Gemara says, anyway, so, ihachido, ba'al nami. The Gemara has a different question, but when it comes to the husband, when he brings his wife to get, alama tanya, alama, why? So he mentioned in the Braisa, hu atzma shevikdo in tzarech lomar fananechtam fananechtam. If the husband himself is bringing a get to his wife, he does not need to say, right, he wrote it in Chutzaretz, he's bringing Teretz Yisrael to divorce her with it. He doesn't need to say, b'fananechta, b'fananechta. Why not? The husband should also be required to make this declaration, just like any other person who's bringing the get from Chutzaretz. So the Gemara says, no, because time am I, amar banan tzarech lomar b'fananechta, b'fananechta. What's the whole reason that the Rabbanan said that you have to say b'fanenechtam is because that there's going to be the case where the husband's going to come and challenge the validity of the get and claim that it's invalid. Who's bringing the get over there in our case? The husband himself is holding his own get in his hand. He's going to come to challenge the kashrus of the get. The only reason the Rabbanan required the shaliach to make the declaration was because of the possibility that the husband might come and challenge the get. So over here, if the husband is taking the get, then obviously, then there's not going to be the issue. There's a big haka that we showed him, achrodim, about this whole point, because l'chora we see over here, that if it's not written l'shma, is one of the main requirements according to Rabbah. So the Chassam Sofer says, there's a lot of different terutzim, but the Chassam Sofer's answer is pretty famous. He says that where the husband himself is delivering the get, there's no reason to be concerned that he's going to later challenge it. So, and really that was the main statement. When Rabbah said it was l'shma, that really was because of the fact that that there's going to later challenge it, even according to Rabbah, that really because the concerned husband might claim that he's going to claim that he didn't know this halacha of lishma, really was get was puzzle, and that was a false claim, and so that's really the main concern. That's based on this gemara here. How do you get around it? That's a big Ian question. We have to go right there. So says gemara tashma. We learn another proof against Rabbah. Rabbah is very difficult. The whole point. So Shmuel asked of Rav Huna that if two shlichim are bringing the get, Do they have to write? Oh, ain't tzrichin. Do they have to write? Say it rather. Befanenachta. It was written in our presence and signed in our presence. Amar lei ain't tzrichin. He answered that you do not need to make such a declaration because ma ilu yomru befanenagarsha milo mehemne. If they would just tell us that she divorced in our presence, mitzad edus they would be believed. We would believe them because stay. I'll please stay in the milkum davar. So if they say that they saw Reuven giving the get to Sarah, we would be believe them to remove the chazaka that Sarah had previously been married, and anyone who subsequently challenged them would be ignored, even if she did not produce the get, because we have these edim now that established that she no longer is married. So if these two shlichim are going to be bringing the get, so it's no worse than them just saying that the actual wife got divorced. So therefore, anyone who's challenging it would be rejected, and therefore, there'd be no need to say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta. To which the Gemara says, l'rava nicha, that works well for Rava, because the whole point is that he's going to claim that the get is not valid. L'rava kasha, but according to Rava, that its opinion is based on the fact that they didn't make it lishma, and it's a problem that get minebe wasn't kosher, so they should have to state this declaration in order to make sure that the get was fundamentally kosher. So the Gemara answers, So this question that Shmuel had asked of Rav Huna is only done after they were familiar with the Lishma requirement, and that was his question. Maybe you would not need to. Would you need to say it or not? So, in which he answered that he don't need to. So, therefore, we don't have to make the declaration. So, the Gemara says, "Yachi chad nami." But if that's the case, so then why shouldn't they say also that with one that it should be fine? The Gemara says because gzeira shami yachzer davar lekul kula, because we're afraid maybe that they're going to forget about it, and they're going to forget about the halacha lishma. That's why we make them say befanenechta befanenechtav imem bezmanenu with one. So which the Gemara says yachi beitrei nami. So then by two people bringing the get also say the same thing. They're going to later become unfamiliar with the halachas. To which the Gemara answers beitrei the ma'isu gita milsa del shicha lo gazer. But it was just a similar answer that we had before. The fact that we have two witnesses bringing the get from Chutz La'aretz is something which is very uncommon, something which is common we're not gozer on, and therefore it would be okay over here. So the Gemara says, "Va'isha de lo shchicha." But wait a second, a woman who is bringing her own get, utnana isha atzma bevigiat milvat shi atzma tzicha lamar fanechtam fanechtam. So we saw before the same kasha that we had before, that a woman who is bringing the get, and she has to say in front of Beis Din b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. Why? Why do we make her do that? Why don't we just say that it's not a problem because it's something that's uncommon and it's anybody knows the halachas b'manazes. So our answer is shalotichluk b'shichos, that we don't differentiate with the rules of shaliach. Here, that case is only one shaliach. Similar, that's the case with a woman. Anytime we have one shaliach, we'll make this declaration. But if you have two shlichos, it's really a different word. It's a word of more of edus, that they are going to be stronger, and therefore we don't have to say shameyach zar davar lekukulo on that point because milsa del shchicha. Even though a woman is shlich, because we have shalot tichlok b'shlichos as a difference. And where is it? Yahachi bal nami. So what about the husband? The husband, when he's bringing the get, alama tanya hu atzma shevigito in etzarech lamar b'fanenechtam b'fanenechtam. That case, the husband should also shelo techlok b'shlichus, should be the case. So the Gemara's time of Mar Rabbanan. So then we answer the same thing we answered before. Mar Rabbanan etzarech lamar b'fanenechtam b'fanenechtam dilma ase ba ma'ar pasilei hashta minka nakabiyade ve'urak barale. The same answer that we said before, that when husband himself is bringing the get, we don't have to be concerned he's later going to challenge it. So there's no need to make this declaration. So therefore, basically, it comes out is that according to Rabbah, people who are in Chutz La'aretz, the majority nowadays they all know the requirement of Shema, and therefore we only make it when we're afraid that maybe they'll come to not know it if it's a situation where they're going to forget the halachas. And this halacha should apply to all cases of a shaliach, even for a case of a woman who's bringing her own get. It's not going to be the case of two Aden. And if a husband's delivering his own get, also we don't make a chiluk because we would make a chiluk. In that case, the husband delivering his own get, he doesn't have to make this declaration because the whole idea of the takana doesn't apply. What's our achian though? What's the Gemara answering that? Okay, but we should say shemar yachzor davar lekukulo. But they're saying the takana really never was on it, maybe in the first place. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So the Gemara says tashma, another proof against Rabba. Maybe get mebina sayam v'nasnu la. So velo amar la b'fanenechtam v'nechtam im niskay mechosmav kasher. Someone brought a get from Chutz La'aretz. He brought it and gave it to the woman and whoever the shliach was, and it didn't say it was in my presence and it wasn't my presence. It was signed in niskay mechosmav kasher. If the get was confirmed through the witnesses, then it's fine. V'im la'av pasul. If not, it's going to be a pasul get. Havei lo tzarichu lomar b'fanenechtam v'nechtam la'achmir la alahakala. So the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says that the whole reason that we have the idea of this takana to say b'fanenechtam v'fanenechtam is not to be machmer on her, rather to be makel for her, that it should be better for her. Now, according to Rava, the Gemara points out the Rava Nicha, According to Rav, I understand this. However, the rabbi is a kasha. According to Rav, I understand it because Rav is saying the whole idea is that the asa balamarale, and if the one aid is coming, the one guy bringing it is now saying mifanenechtam, and no longer can you be marer. That makes a lot of sense. But according to Rabbah, this is still difficult because it should still be needed to verify that the get was written lishma. How is this okay over here? So which the Gemara says the answer that we've answered Rabbah a few times already. Here also we're talking about a case where it's already known. And therefore, in a situation where it's already known, then we don't need to be. It's okay. We assume that it was written lishma. The Gemara asks though, but you said that the whole point is that maybe it's going to go back to people who don't know the halachas, and then if that's the case, the Braisa should say that you should require to say b'fanenechtam in that case. So the Gemara answers no. Rav is talking about the Mishnah that a Braisa must be explained as kishanisis, where the woman got remarried on the basis of the get without saying it, and therefore Rav is saying that she is allowed to remarry her. If we disqualify the get in Gansin, then she'll be the kids will be mamzerim, and it'll be ishesish, it'll be a big problem. So therefore, we don't possible the get. The Gemara says, "Ihachi have lo tzrichum refanetachum vanenechta lahachmer leil hakelei al bishub denisesu." The lashon of the brisa doesn't make any sense according to Rabbah. The lashon of the brisa is very difficult. What the brisa say that the whole reason that you say befanenechtam is to be more makel on her, to be more lenient on her situation, and that's what we say for it's for her betterment, of the situation. But that's not at all the case of here. Here, if you didn't say befanenechtam, it's actually worse for her. And the only reason that we allow you to stay married to this man is because we don't want you to be to have mamzerim. And that's only when she actually got remarried. But lechachila, she comes, asks the Beis Din, tells her, by the way, this get was not written, didn't say, we will not let her get married lechachila. So that's more machmir, not more mekil. This is against the shita of Rabbah, to which the Gemara answers, you're right. This is what you have to reinterpret the brisa. That if you're going to argue that you should be machmer with her, even in the case where she already married because it's a takana derabanan, and be machmer, to that we'll say no. We're now only the halacha is going to be that we're only going to make her, meaning we're not going to be machmer to the point we'll make her leave her husband if she already got remarried. That's how Rabbah has to reinterpret the brisa. Again, a difficult reading of the brisa, but that's how Rabbah explains it. Okay, turning on to Hey, Amibiz, says the Gemara Vayter, time am I. So what's the reason that the Rabbanan made this, said this halacha that someone has to declare it was b'fanenechtam? Dilma asibal kamara pasalei. The husband's going to come and bring the get and invalidate it. Hashta baal lo kamara leh. But now the husband is not b'vata ananekim v'nyara leh. We're going to challenge it. Meaning that once she remarries, we don't insist that the declaration was ma'aki, because the whole point of the get is going to be ma'ar, and he didn't do so, so therefore we'll let them stay married all the while that they are together. That was just a hamshech. I should have read that, but it would stop the element. But that was really the hamshech of the statement that we're saying before. So now the Gemara discusses, maybe this machlokas is Rabba is really machlokas of earlier Amoraim, but plukta the Riocharan from Yishav and Levi. Rabbi Yochanan was like a borderline first generation, second generation Amora, and Rabba and Rava were later. So that was like our third or fourth generation. So where it says that maybe it's an early machlokas Amoraim. Chalamar the fishin bekin nishma. One said that the whole reason that we have this takana of the get is because in bekin nishma that they don't know the halacha of giving it for the sake of the woman and it's going to be a pasul get. Chalamar the fishin edim etzvin lekaimo. There's not going to be witnesses who are able to confirm the signature to make sure it was a kosher document. So the Gemara says, "Tisayim the Rabbi Yishuv and Levi who demar the fishin bekin nishma lachora." It makes sense to assume that Rabbi Yishuv and Levi is the one who said that the reason you have to say b'fanenechtam is because they don't know the halacha of lishma. Why? Rabbi Yishuv bar Abba Isegita lekami Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. One time, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba brought a get from Chutz Aretz before Rabbi Shimon Levi in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leih Tzrichel Meimar b'fanenechtam fanenechtam alav. Do I have to say the b'fanenechtam fanenechtam? Amar Leih Rabbi Shimon Levi said to him, "Lo Tzrichas, you don't have to make this declaration." Lomru Ela b'Doros Harishonim Shein Mekin Lishma. That halacha was only for the earlier generations of Abba. Doros Harichonim the Mekin Lishma Lo. So Tistayim. So Lachora, that was the whole sake of the takana of b'fanenechtam fanenechtam. Nowadays, we don't need to do it because that would be the halacha when they didn't know. Now that they know, the halacha doesn't apply. Tistayim, the Gemara says, that's a good proof. Rishon Levi is the one who says that way. And then we'll also learn the Mimela that Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that the reason that you have to say b'fanenechtam is in order to be Mekayim the Shtar, to say that it's a good confirmation on the Shtar. To which the Gemara just asks a separate point, Batisbara, but where Rabbi Shimon Levi told us that he's exempt from making this declaration, Vahar Rabba is like the Rabba, but Rabba, we came to that maskana on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, that Rabba agrees that the reason is also that it should be the confirmation of the get. And which case, how could he tell you that you don't need to say it if there's still an issue that maybe the husband is going to come and be ma'ara on the get? And even according to Rabbah, even if he doesn't hold of Rabbah, let's say, but still, we're afraid that maybe it's going to go back to the case where they don't know the halachas anymore, and therefore we have to be ma'achmer to say b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam. So we're just wondering, what in the world was the reason for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's psak not requiring Rabbi Shimon bar Abba to say b'fanin eftam, b'fanin eftam? So the Gemara says, Allah, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, inish achrine b'havadeh. No, it must be that Rabbi Shimon bar Abba had another person with him in that case. We misunderstood. When two shlichim are bringing the get, we pointed out that's a milzadil shlicha, and therefore, v'hadil achashile, but they didn't mention him in the story because Mishum quoted Rabbi Shimon. The whole point was ikar of Shimon bar Abba to mention him in the story. The second person was like a nobody compared to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. It wasn't even respectful to mention him in the maisa that happened at all. Just mention the gadol and don't even mention that other guy b'chalal. That's what the Gemara points out, and therefore, that would be the case over here, that really there was two, and everybody would agree, Miltel Shchicha, even Rabbah would agree, you would not need to confirm the get in such a case, because of Miltel Shchicha, and nowadays they do, Arbekin Mishma, so then that the Chshash of Shemar Yachzor Davalo Kilkula would not apply in the Miltel Shchicha. So the Gemara says, now, Itmar, Bifne Kama Nosnala. So now, the Gemara is discussing giving a get. How many people does the Shliach have to give the get in front of? To the woman, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar b'fnei Shayim, Chad Amar b'fnei Shlosha. One said in front of two, and one says in front of three. So the Gemara points out, this time Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'fnei Shayim. The Chori makes more sense to assume Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says in front of two. The Ravin Bar Chista, Aisi Gita, the Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin Bar Chista once bought a get from Chutz Laaretz before Rabbi Yochanan Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Shlom Eretz Yisrael. Vemalei Zil Yoiv La Be'Ape Trei. So Rabbi Yochanan told him to go give the get to the woman in front of two men. And say in front of them, this time, before we see Beferish from that story, Rabbi Yochanan requires two. So the Gemara says, so what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? So the Gemara says, demanda amar b'fnei shnayim kasavar. He understands l'fisha in b'kein l'shma, that he'll understand that the whole takana is that the women don't know, the men, the people bring it, may not know the halacha of l'shma. So therefore, if the whole idea is that they don't know l'shma, then two people are going to be enough to make this shlichus okay. And the Edom are going to testify that it was good. And the one who says it in front of Sli, Kasavar Lefisha in Edim, it's in Lakamo, he understands that there's not going to be able to confirm a get. And if you're confirming a document, you have to do so in front of a Beis Din. And Beis Din has to certify the document. That must be done with a Beis Din of three. So that's why it requires three. So the Gemara says, no, Vitizbra, you can't explain that. Because we said before, that's why I mentioned, that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who argued on Rabbi Shimon Levi. Hadam Rabbi Shimon Levi Lefisha in Bekin Lishma. We said that the Ikar Takana, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, was that people aren't familiar with this, with the idea of Lishma. So then, by process of elimination, we pointed out that Rabbi Yochanan must be the man to Amar Lefisha in Edim Mitzvah in Lekaimo. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that it must be the idea of Mitzvah in Lekaimo. V'hacha Heichi Ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan Bifnei Shnayim. And how then can you explain that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's in the presence of two and not three? He says it's the whole idea of Mitzvah and Lekaimah should be in front of three. V'od ha-Rabba Islay de-Rava. And also further, Rabba agrees with Rava that you need to confirm the signatures of the get because maybe the husband's going to be Ma'arar. So how can anyone allow a get to be brought in the presence of only two people according to this Svara? Either way, Mimonoshach. So we're just stuck in Rabbi Yochanan. So rather, the Gemara says, Ella de-Kuli Alma ba'in and Edim Mitzvah and Lekaimah. Everybody agrees that we need witnesses to be able to confirm the get, and you need a Beis Din. The machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina is a different point. Whether we assume that when it comes to a shaliach, is he able to become a witness on this document, and then is he able to then further even go further and become a dayan? The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel has a shaila about this, and it understands that an aid is able to bring an edus. And the Gemara is pointing out that that's clear. But then after that, is he able to turn into Kornish Shlichas? We assume he's going to become an aid. But is aid nasid dayan basically is the ikar question? Is it able to do that or not? So the one who says that a get, it could be done in two. So he understands the shaliach who brought it, he's a kasher witness also. So he's able to serve as the witness to this happen and then become a judge. And therefore, you only need two others to combine to make it a beis din of three to confirm the get. And now according to Rabbi Chanina, who says that you need three, he understands kasavar shaliach nasa aid, Ve'en eid nasadai. And he understands that his shaliach is able to serve as a witness that this was a good get. However, he's no longer able to be one who's judging and certifying this halacha, and therefore, Bichanina understands that you need a beis din. The Gemara says, but that's not true. Va'akai ma'lan b'drabanan de'ed nasidayin. When it comes to kiyum shtaros, the Gemara in Ksubis and the there of the shtaros who gives in Chafalafon Beis understands l'maskana that since kiyum shtaros is only a takana rabanan because we're afraid of a person claiming mizuyav, so therefore we said that you're allowed to be mekel that an aid is nasidayin. So here also everybody should agree that an aid nasidayin only required two. So ela bacham mekel. So must be a different set of machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. What is the point of the machlokas? Demar savar kema di ishik shir lahavi is a get. So Rabbi Chanina understands that a woman is kasher to bring her own get. Zimne demaitzi la itzav esam chela. There'll be times that a woman is going to bring a get. And then, by accident, what they're gonna think that she's gonna become, she can serve, we said, a nasadayan, they're gonna forget, that they're gonna think that the woman can become a dayan as well. So, right? So, cause normally, a woman is allowed to be a shliach for the get, so therefore they're gonna come confused and make her as the panel of three and not bring three other people. And that would be a big problem, so that's where Rebbe Chanina makes the gzera that they should always require three for the far-fetched chance where the woman is gonna be the shliach. The idah, or any woman, not just the woman herself is getting divorced, any woman. The idah, isha mida yadad lo samchele. No, everybody knows that she can't be on the beis din, and therefore we're not going to be samech on her. We can generally require two, and obviously, in the case where a woman is delivering the get, then you'll just inform them that they need a full panel of beis din of three. The Gemara points out, Tanakh Vasir Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbeisa supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that it's enough to have two people to say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Hamevi gen b'nesayam v'nasnu la v'lomar b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Yotzev evlad mamzer. So if a person brought it from Chutz La'aretz and he did not say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam, and then she remarried with this get, Yotzev evlad mamzer devei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the opinion that the child is a mamzer. V'chachamim ein evlad mamzer. No, the vlad is not a mamzer. What do we do? Kate said, yeah, I said, what should the shlichim do if they didn't do this before? So, in order to allow her to remarry, yit lena hemina. So he should take the get from her back, and go give it to her in front of two. And then when he does that, you make the declaration, and then now it's good. So we see from Rabbi Fares that the brace requires only two other men to be present when the get is being delivered, exactly like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Tosas just has a very strong question. Why don't we just say that why does the shliach have to take it from the woman and then give it back to her? Why don't we just allow him at that point to say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam? Make the shliach say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Like, why do you have to then have the husband give it? So Tosas from the maskana, based on this, basically they come out and they say that the takana d'rabbanan is to say b'fana nechtam before you give the get, and then right after that point, in conjunction with giving the get, you say it and then the husband gives it. So we see you have to like redo the process in order to allow the get to be kosher. Fascinating point from Tosos. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara has a question with Rabbi Meir. So chamar, so machmir. Mishim de lo amr fana nechtam yotzev avlad mamzer. That just because you didn't make this statement, we're going to tell you that the offspring is going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara says, yeah. In Rabbi Meir, the time medam ravuna mishim de ula amr Rabbi Meir kol mishanam bez shetivah chachamim gitan yotzev avlad mamzer. That even for takana derabanan, the Chazal were gozer, that the halacha over here is that the person becomes a get if you mess up even with one small point that the Chachamim said with regards to Gittin. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara continues with the halachas of Shlichus Baradeya Bai Lazuya Gita. So Baradeya, he wanted to bring a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Also the Kamei Rabbi Chiyah Davi Muna Gita. He came before Rabbi Achi, who was Muta Agita. Rabbi Achi. So the Gemara says that Rashi points this out that kol shalom nadeh b'tiv gitin v'kedushin so lo yechelak imad shouldn't be involved with these cases. So therefore we have experts who are dealing with gitin, which is the idea. Rashi always points it out. The same thing by a masader kedushin. Masader kedushin should also be somebody who is obviously very familiar with the halachas. They are, but Rashi has another chumra that based on the idea of gitin, it's not a lot of a car of apostle is not kosher. He thought that masader kedushin also should not be related. So he tried to be machmir about that in general, but Olam is if a person has like a chash of a grandfather who's like a big rav and talmid chacham, minag olam is not like Rav Shechter, but that Rav Shechter thought that way. Rav Shechter thought that you should not have someone related. So Amar Leir, Rav Achi told him, Tarachat la'amod al kol os ve'os. You're required to stand for each and every letter that was written by the get to make sure it was written lishma. So Rano explains Lechora that this could be true according to both Rabbah and Rava. If it's because its idea is written Lishma, so then obviously you have to make sure it's written Lishma. And the other point to confirm the signatures, the Shaliach is nevertheless required to declare that the get was also written in his presence to avoid confusion with other things that we said before. So therefore, he has to look over the entire thing, even according to Rava. So the Gemara says, also the Kameh Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Amrlei Lotzriches. They do not need to witness more than just writing of one line is enough. One line Rashi says. So that's how we explain. And again, you can explain this according to both. If the idea is Lishma, so you see that the first essence of the get, right, the Iker, the Torah is written Lishma, so then you're good. So that's fine. That's enough. And according to the Ma'ad Amar that says that the idea, you saw it Lishma, if you saw the Iker part, that's also, you saw it, and you confirm, that's also fine. So you're going to be machmir and be more machmir. The result of that is going to be that you're being motilaz on gitin harishonim, and therefore you should not be machmir. It's going to lead you to a problem. Okay, but as we'll pick up with Rabbi Barchana, maybe I'll pick up with a story. Rosh Hashanah also. Rosh Hashanah had a chumra about this idea. He was pointing out from this gemara. We see a point. Okay, but as we'll pick up with there. Mirza Shem and tomorrow's daf.